Fifth parak of Psachim, Mishnehei. HaPetach Nishot B'Shalosh Kitas. Now we're going through the actual ceremony of Shechem Kol Petach, was done in three groups. Shenema, V'Shochto Oisei, Kol Kahal, Adat Yisrael. We take those three terms to describe Kol Yisrael. One is Kahal, one is Eden, one is Yisrael. So it was in three groups. Nichlus V'Kat Rishoy. Now the first group came into the Azara, the courtyard of the Beis Hamikdash. It's Malus Azar, it's filled up. We're talking about a time when there's a large all of Klal Yisrael came Aliyah Sregel. So there was enough to fill up the entire Azar. No, Blosses Azar, they locked the doors of the Azar. Toku Ariyah Toku. They brought the shofar here, true at Kiyah. Kohanim Amdun Shuri Shuri Vidayim Zichay Ketav Azar. To save time, they had a conveyor belt system. So they have a whole line of Kohanim. And each one had these gold or silver kelim, which the blood would be shafted, and then they passed the kli from one to the other till they brought it to the mizbeach. Shuri shakula ketzav ketzav. They had one row, if it was silver, these cups, these bowls, then you'd have everybody on that line would have silver bowls. Shuri shakula zov zov, the golden, the line with golden cups would all be gold. Lo yayu meuravim. They didn't make a mixture of different type of kelim in one row. Also, these cups did not have a bottom. You couldn't stand them up. They had a point on the bottom because they didn't want them to inadvertently put it down and the blood is going to congeal. Once it's congealed, you cannot bring it as a korban. You can't bring it as a sprinkle on the mizbech anymore. And therefore, they made these pointy bottoms so the Kohanim will always hold it until they sprinkle the blood.